stream flow gauges monitor rising water levels connected with flooding, and they have other uses, such as monitoring the availability of water as a resource. This week, the nonprofit news service Stateline.org reported that the United States Geological Survey, or USGS, has identified more than 580 stations nationally that are endangered because of budget cutbacks. Mike Slifer is the director of the USGS Missouri Water Science Center. He says Missouri has about 240 stream flow gauging stations that are funded through a patchwork of local, state, and federal partnerships. And he says while those partnerships and their funding sources can sometimes be precarious, Missouri's funding for the gauges has remained consistent.
In the past, there has been some potential issues as state funding, you know, has risen and fallen. One of the things that's always looked at is the gauging program. The state of Missouri has pretty much recognized the importance of information on water resources.
Mike Norris, chief of the National Streamflow Information Program, which coordinates a network of thousands of gauging stations nationally, says states like Missouri that have had recent flooding sometimes are more reluctant to cut funding to streamflow gauging. Janet Saidi, KBIA News.